Hello and welcome to the Mindset Words podcast. My name is Gabby Koss and I'm very grateful that you're listening. We all are authentic and have talents and gifts. However, we all want to conform with society's norms and are marketed fake dreams so the economy can be fed. This podcast is for those who have that quiet voice inside whispering their purpose, for those wanting more and asking questions. When I feel down, I search for words in shape of books, podcasts, or conversations. It seems like the right words at the right time can do magic to our days, and I aim to share some thoughts and wonderings in hopes to inspire, uplift, and motivate. Welcome to episode number 2 of my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. So then you start something, it is hard to figure out your message up front. That's why we often postpone starting or don't start at all. If there is one message, one theme of this podcast, it is about starting to create. I hope it inspires you to start doing before you're ready, because in fact, we are never ready and never have enough time. But in order to take action and start creating, we need to feel good. We need to feel inspired and energized. So today I will talk about 5 things that help us to prosper. Things that everybody knows about, although sometimes we just forget and need little reminders. And I don't know a single person who never feels down. Life is a roller coaster, there are ups and downs, and we often face adversities. External and internal challenges come up, and it's unavoidable to face all kinds of situations and feel all kinds of emotions. Myself, one day I feel like I have everything figured out and I'm aligned with my truth and purpose, and another day I plummet hard straight on my face to the cold, nasty ground. I doubt myself, fears creep up on me out of somewhere, and I feel anxious and uncertain. I hear similar things happen to my friends, so I propose to hear out the reminders I put together for myself so we pick ourselves up quicker and are back to a happy place. So this episode is about 5 things I need and hopefully someone else needs to remember in order to pick ourselves up faster than we fall down. So let's dive straight into this. Number one thing is gratitude. And we all have heard about the power of gratitude and we know what it is, but knowing about it is not enough. It is all about practicing it and remembering to say or write down things you are grateful for every morning. Then I remember to practice gratitude. I feel this abundance and peacefulness rather than I forget. I go down the rabbit hole and start comparing myself to others and thinking that I'm lacking something. In his book, Think Like a Monk, Jay Shetty wrote, "Then you start your day with gratitude, you'll be open to opportunities, not obstacles. You'll be drawn to creativity, not complain. You will find fresh ways to grow, rather than succumbing to negative thoughts that only shrink your options." End of the quote. We also fear the future or live in the past very often. And being grateful also helps to be here and now and appreciating things in front of us at the given moment. Focusing on the quality things in your life really attracts positive events unfolding in your favor. This amazing quote by Zig Ziglar summarizes this topic so well. The more you are grateful for what you have, the more you will have to be grateful for. And it really sounds like a very good plan to me. Number 2 is normalizing not feeling okay. We are all human beings and it's absolutely fine to feel all kinds of emotions. It is okay not to feel great all the time. Sometimes we drive ourselves in an even bigger self-pity, judging ourselves for being incapable to deal with our emotions. We have to accept the normality of feeling down and stop thinking that we are broken, weak, cannot cope, or that something else is wrong with us. Yes, we all want to be fulfilled and happy and do everything to feel better, but also always being happy is a natural for human nature, so we have to accept it. If you're having a rough day, acknowledge your emotions and understand that we are all human beings and that it's absolutely okay not to feel okay sometimes. It's just human. Number three is perspective. So an internal shift of perspective can bring amazing results before you can even think about changing something externally. It is all about asking the right questions. Can you ask what lessons some unfortunate event teaches you? Will it matter after a year or 5 years? Am I making this too difficult? How can I bring more ease to this task? How can I add more joy? Checking in with yourself and seeing what your underlying emotion is, what's your attitude, and seeing how you can bring more ease to whatever the situation is really helps. To change perspective means to remember that everything you do now teaches you valuable lessons you will need later in life, even if you currently absolutely hate it. Remember that timing of your life is right, and as simplistic as it sounds, everything happens for a reason. Great author Robin Sharma says, "You can be a leader or you can be a victim. You cannot be both." We all like to complain. Some days I am guilty of that. But some days I would consciously decide that day I will not say or think anything negative. I make that decision and I choose not to do it. So I really believe that your perspective is an instrument to choose who exactly do you want to be. Number four is self-love. So when it comes to self-love, it is important to learn to be your own best friend. We are often our own enemies rather than friends. As we seek to be the highest versions of ourselves, we often hear inner voices always criticizing and trying to find faults. We try to prove our worth to ourselves and others, although it shouldn't come from any external source or from anyone's approval or opinion about us. There should be a deep belief that you are worthy just because you breathe. Also, I used to think that I don't love myself because I don't always make choices that are best for me, and sometimes I don't let go of things that no longer serve me immediately, and thoughts like that only lead to self-hatred. Now I know that I love myself, and I proved it to myself many times, because I know that change takes time. We are all humans and we do not always make the best decisions, but we work hard and try to love and nourish ourselves. We have to be compassionate, kind, and encouraging. We have to be patient, and instead of beating ourselves up for mistakes or lack of productivity, we have to remember that every day is a new opportunity, and we always have a fresh start to make it better. If we really put it to practice, it makes such a huge difference, because instead of judging, we can comfort ourselves. And improving our inner dialogue and being our own friend that improves all areas of our lives, including relationships, career, and even health. Number five is energy. Having energy is the foundation of it all. We need the energy to work on our hopes and dreams, and if our energy is low, we simply cannot accomplish all what we want to do. To have the energy, we have to take good care of ourselves. There are so many ways, and the key is to find what exactly works for you. Is it implementing a morning routine, drinking green juices or smoothies, using superfoods, exercising, spending more time in nature, or getting more sleep? I believe that energy is gained through a variety of things. It can also be spending time with people who are living their purpose, or it can be doing everything at your best ability, or learning something new every day. Whatever it is for you specifically, I think our biggest daily intention should be about how we want to feel. We might have been conditioned to believe we need to achieve particular capitalistic goals, but we surely can figure out ourselves how we want to feel every day. And that actually can lead to finding more answers regarding how you would like your life to look like. If our goal is to feel amazing, we are much closer to being most energetic, lively, and driven versions of ourselves. So we have gratitude, we have normalizing not feeling okay, perspective, self-love, and striving for high energy. I hope these little reminders help you to feel amazing, and I hope you create. Thank you so much for listening.